Welcome to the Product Podcast, brought to you by Product School, the podcast where you get fresh insight from leaders at top tech companies and startups. Remember, you can learn product management in person at our 15 campuses worldwide or study with us online. Visit productschool.com to learn more about our courses. You can also hang out with the leaders from these podcasts at our hundreds of annual events and catch us at ProductCon, the world's largest PM conference that takes place every year across the United States and in London.
To introduce myself, I am Varun Bakru, currently working as a senior product manager at Salesforce. My journey in product management, just like other speakers over here, started off in a weird way. I was doing my undergraduate back in India in computer science, and I was all into writing code at that particular time. And one of the projects that I did in my undergrad was build an automated car parking system for one of the companies, one of the biggest companies in India. And we were trying to pitch and sell a product to that company. And that was my interaction with clients, interacting with top CEOs of big companies, talking to some of the greatest innovators in India. And really, really, I got an opportunity to meet some amazing people as well who kind of gave us a lot of feedback around this. So I'll be talking about decision-making around consumer versus enterprise, and the reason why I chose this topic was about my journey. So when I came back from India to United States, I came for my master's over here, did my master's in software engineering, and joined eBay as a software engineer. And I really remembered my client interaction with people in India. And one of the things that I got from the CEO of that company was that, Varun, you might be an amazing engineer, but you're also an amazing sales rep. So that was like, did I choose some really, really weird career option as a software engineer? So I joined eBay as a software engineer, was doing pretty well, but my passion and heart was in product management. I felt, you know what, I wanted to think about users. I wanted to think about the why, the what, and then really think about the how. eBay was a very open company for employees to explore opportunities if they were really passionate about. I got an opportunity to become a product manager in the infrastructure platform team at eBay. Worked for a few years over there, and then I wanted to enhance my skills further into a UX-facing product. So I worked for eBay Search as well with a great team over there, launched some amazing experiences for the eBay Search team over there. And then my learning didn't stop. I wanted to do something totally different. And right from a consumer-based company, I wanted to jump onto a totally a different space. And Salesforce was a great company to join. And it was a totally different space. It was an enterprise product. I had no idea where I was getting into, and I had an amazing team to help me out over there. What they were looking for at that particular time was a product manager who brings in a lot of passion over there and is strong enough to take the product forward. So, before I get into the presentation, the reason why I chose this topic was I got a lot of questions from people when I was interacting in this session, as well as prior to that, was, you have worked in both these worlds, consumer and enterprise. What is the difference? The key to that is, first we need to understand what is product management. And as people who have been in this industry for a long time, you might understand the ingredients to product management, but there are different flavors to it as well. You as a product manager want to think about different perspectives. And there is no right way of answering this particular question, what is product management? I did a class at Product School, the school that is organizing this event, and there were a lot of aspiring product managers over there, and I asked this question, what is product management? And I got five different answers. The same question when I asked the experienced people who were working as product managers in this industry, and I got five different answers. And all answers were based on the product that they were working on. So my version of product management is, it's basically a combination of a lot of things. As a product manager, the first thing that you need to think about is your customer. Customer empathy is important. You think about the user / customer perspective. You think about the business, because ultimately you're building a product to enhance the business, to improve the business, to generate more revenue. So user perspective, business perspective. You try to build a great design for a tech product, obviously, or a non-tech design is also important. You think about building a design in a better way. And then you take that user perspective, business perspective, to an engineering team, and you think about the technical perspective as well. You bring all these things together, and you try to solve problems for your customer in a way that makes sense and makes you generate revenue. And then you take it to market. A lot of PMs I have interacted so far in this session and prior to that feel, you know what, a PM's job is just to take products to market. And I feel that is not the right way of thinking about it. The PM's job mainly starts after you take the product to market, because the customer feedback or the data that you generate after you take the product to market is the most important data that helps you. And if you think about this in consumer-based space, a lot of PMs might be doing a multiple number of A-B tests, and you might be running multiple A-B tests in a couple of weeks' time, analyzing that data. Or you might, in an enterprise world, you might be doing an A-B test, or you might just be talking to a customer or doing interviews or surveys just to analyze how your product is doing. So whenever someone questions you, what does a product manager do? Don't answer just building a product and taking it to market. Your job also is after it goes to the market so that you can get feedback and you keep iterating over the product. Obviously, there are products where you want to sunset the product, but most of the roles require you to really keep enhancing the product in an iterative way or in a long-term vision way so that you can do a better job. So how do you really decide? What are the metrics that you look into to building this great product, either in a consumer-based world or an enterprise world? And when I was working as a consumer-based product manager, and when I moved into enterprise world, I felt the ingredients were same. Everyone wants to look at data, but to kind of look at the same data in a different way is needed. So your thought process changes a little bit. And how do you decide? So let's take this as an example. And quick raise of hands, how many people over here feel customer adoption is important? How many people over here feel revenue is important? So equal. And how many people feel equality is important? Everyone will agree that all three buckets are important for any product, right? If I tell you that you just have the resources to improve one of them, then what would you do? Then the question lies into why, the big why that lies around your product. Why do you have this team? Why do you have this product? What do you want to do with it? So let's take this as an example, and I'm telling you based on an experience that my friend had. He had to build a product for a company which was having millions of users, and they were targeting that particular product to be used by countries where they had a lower bandwidth. The speed of internet was low, and the mobile phones were not that latest. At that particular time, revenue was important, but not that important. What they were really looking forward was customer adoption. They wanted more people to adopt their product, and their revenue came from ads. So showing ads on a lightweight application is much, much challenging, and people who work on consumer-based application might know about it, right? So revenue was not that big. So even though revenue was important, but at that particular stage, revenue was not important. Customer adoption was important. I also worked on a product where we were generating a lot of revenue and customer adoption was good, but there were quality issues, and we had to make sure that we addressed that so that our customers could be successful in whatever experience they were using. So we spent a lot of time fixing and improving the quality of the product. So there are scenarios where you really need to think about different buckets that you want to look into. And how do you do that? You look at different metrics, and these metrics span across different products. There are different ways of looking at these metrics. One metric that I really like is time spent on the site/app. If you look at this metric, and if you are the PM for, say, Lyft or Uber, do you feel, and quick raise of hands, do you feel time spent on an Uber app is really important? Anyone? No, right? But how many people feel over here that time spent on a YouTube page is important? Majority. So you really need to look into the metric that you're looking into. When you're thinking from an enterprise product management point of view, there are other revenue-based metrics. That you need to track, like account contract value is important. There's subscription-based values. If your product is based on that, time spent on the application might not be very relevant for an enterprise product because, you know what, people want to use the product. They will be using it. Maybe they might not log in during the weekend, right? MAU and DAU is monthly active users, daily active users is important, but is it relevant for an enterprise product to be used during the weekends? Maybe not. So you really need to see which metric makes sense for you. You definitely want to track MAU and DAU when they are actually using the product, but maybe not during the weekend. Then customer lifetime value is one metric that is consistent across all both the worlds, that you really want, you pay a high point price to get a user or a customer on board. Customer acquisition cost might be high. So you really want that customer to stay with you. You really want to understand what is the customer lifetime value. You really want to see so that you build a product in that way. Average revenue per customer is equally important. Let's take an example of Prime, Amazon Prime. It's subscription-based, but you also want to see how much you're generating revenue because you're actually giving so many services to them, right? So it's important for you to really see which metric is the primary metric that is important for your product at that particular stage, which strategy fits into your company's strategy. That is the single metric that is important for you. Obviously, when you do an A/B test, you look at other metrics as well. And as Deb mentioned, you know what? There are other ways of analyzing this data as well. But there are different flavors of these metrics when you think from an enterprise/consumer world. How do you measure customer success? That's the primary question that people ask me. Like, how do you measure your customer success? As a PM, if you cannot answer that, it's a big red flag. There are multiple ways of doing it. Some of the speakers over here already highlighted some ways of really measuring that customer success, right? What I feel is you really need to understand what value you are bringing to customers. Let's take an example of the same example I took as Lyft and Uber, right? The major value that a rider wants is they want to get from point A to point B in a fast, efficient, cheap, and reliable and safe way. The same application when it's used by drivers, they want to drive in a safe way. They want to drive in a limited amount of vicinity so that they don't spend a lot of money on gas. And they want to generate the maximum amount of money. That means they want to get maximum number of rides. That's what a driver is expecting from the same application. So how do you measure that? There are multiple ways of measuring customer success. So these are value props, but how do you measure that? There's A/B testing where you can do an A/B test. You can launch it based on multiple geographical locations. You can launch it based on different user personas. And you can also launch it to different kind of people that you're targeting and get data and analyze it accordingly. You can do surveys. When you have a limited set of users, I think the best possible way of doing it is through surveys so that you can target and you can ask the right questions of what you really want to ask. Sometimes A/B testing does not really give you the analysis that you're looking for. So surveys is the best way of doing it. What I really find value is interviews, especially in the enterprise world. There are people who are limited set of customers or personas who are using your product. If you can spend time with them, that's gold. You had that one-on-one interaction. If you can job shadow them, see how they're using your product, look at the pain points that they're facing in their day-to-day activity, that's the most important thing because those are the users who are using your product in the enterprise world. And you should also find other creative ways to get feedback. I saw a lot of people talking to each other over here, talking about their product. Oh, I'm the PM of this particular product. Have you used my product? Can you give me some feedback? That's the best way of really getting some hands-on feedback. You can talk to your family members, friends. There are other creative ways also to get feedback, but you should find other creative ways to get feedback as well. Know your customers. There are different personas that one has to think about. Let's take this as an example. A person who is trying to buy dog food is a buyer. But the user of the dog food is not the person who's buying dog food, right? It's the dog itself who's actually eating it. So you want to build a product which not only is helping the actual user of the product, but the person who's buying the product as well. What are the values of the buyer? He wants an environment-friendly product. He wants his dog or her dog to eat the best food that they can, and they don't want to pay a lot for it. That's the buyer persona that you need to think about. But the dog itself needs to get the equal amount of protein and nutrients from the same food. When you think about selling in an enterprise world, the people who are actually using the product are not the people maybe buying your product. There could be other people. So you might have to pitch your product to the buyer persona, and there might be other influencers sitting in the room who might ask you questions as well. So you need to think about both the persona so that you really get into that particular details and that particular depth. One fascinating thing to think from a consumer-based point of view is when someone thinks from a consumer, they only think about users, how they're going to use your product, how are they going to use your product. But then there are other persons also. There are people who can influence them. If you're trying to sell an iPhone and you're just thinking about a person who's going to use the product and not thinking from the person who's actually going to buy the product, iPhone can be used by employees of a particular company. It might not be a person who's actually, he might not be the person who's buying that product, right? So you should be thinking about the buyer persona as well. And that's a very critical thing that people tend to miss when they think about building that product, whether it's consumer or enterprise. What value are you bringing versus what experience you're giving to the customer? This is a very important thing that one as a PM has to understand. Giving an amazing experience might not necessarily mean that you're giving the greatest value to the customer or bringing the greatest value to the customer. Sometimes making slight enhancements in the product which makes things easier for the customer, even though it's not an amazing experience, might do a better job in creating value to the customer. I'll give you an example. One of my friends worked for a company where they wanted to sell some items on the site. And it was not the best of the experience, but what the biggest thing they wanted to do was bulk upload these items on the site. They were not looking for a very fancy user experience. The primary value they wanted was give us an API or give us something which basically lets us bulk upload millions of items on the site. That was the value that they wanted. They were not looking for a fancy UI or a website where they go and click on multiple things and go and do it. So at times, people get stuck between creating value versus thinking about the user experience. Don't get me wrong. User experience is very important and equally important, but it's also important to look at the value that you bring to customers. And that's why these two things go hand in hand. When things get a little tricky in terms of you getting the number of resources in a particular team and thinking about what value you're bringing to the customer, the biggest question that as a PM you really need to understand is whether you want to build versus buy. A lot of times, partnerships, especially in the enterprise world, you could partner with multiple other companies and think of really building an experience in partnership. Or you could just acquire a company, or you could partner with a company which basically has other strengths, which in combination of your company makes sense to buy that particular product. Or you could build it. I was having a lunch interaction with a person, and she was telling me that their company goes and builds things and sells things in the automobile industry, and they were also thinking about building some enterprise products. Their value prop was not enterprise, but they were thinking about it. They were building it internally. Why they were doing it? They might have reasons behind it, because they want to keep the data secure, or they don't want to share it with their competitors or something. They don't want to get into the enterprise space, but they made the call of building that product within the company internally. When do you do that? The things that you have to analyze is, what are the cost versus value? What is the cost of really building it internally, and what value you're giving to your customers eventually or to the company or to the business when you're building it. If it's going to take you 2x the amount of time and 3x the amount of money, then actually buying a particular product or a company or partnering with a company, it makes sense to buy. So that's one thing that you really need to look into. It's more relevant in the enterprise world because you really think about partners who are actually building either on your top of your platform or they're really building a network around it. So it makes a lot of sense to really evaluate these options. And then you really want to take the product to market. How do you take the product to market? Do you just build it, leave it there? No. As a PM, or the most important thing you have to take it is to market. A consumer-based world, you can always do multiple A-B tests and see how an A-B test is doing and launch the product. In an enterprise world, the world is a little different. You might want to know who's really going to buy your product, the enterprise product itself, right? So you really have to work with the marketing team, the go-to-market team, and really understand and pitch your product. And price your product. The pricing is the most important thing that you really have to do for taking it to market. Pricing requires a lot of research, and a lot of companies have their internal teams and internal departments just to think about pricing. But how does a PM really think about pricing? Do you think about competitors, right? If your feature is demanding more amount of money with less number of features, it's a less likelihood that someone is going to buy a product. So the value proposition is important, but the number of features and the things that you have built as a PM is also equally important. So you do a lot of competitive analysis when you're building and pricing your product. You look at your competitors, you see, you know what, your competitors are doing X, Y, Z. You're just doing X and Y. You charge the same amount of money or less amount of money. You work with the marketing team to take the product to market. And your marketing team really has to make sure that the value that you're bringing in that particular release or that particular place is important, and how they really market the product, whether it's social-based, whether it's event-based, whether it's customer interaction-based. A lot of different channels are there for marketing, and that's where you really have to work with the team. You have to work with the sales team. A very important element in an enterprise world is sales team, which you will not see in a consumer-based company. You really have to work with them, and a lot of times you'll be pulled into meetings where you'll be giving and pitching your product and answering questions around your product to people who are actually the buyer personas or the people who are going to buy it. And that's the difference between really doing an A-B test and launching your product or really working with a sales team who are actually selling the product for you. And that's a very important factor in pricing as well as taking it to market. And the pitching part is a very important part, which I learned over a period of time, which is very relevant for an enterprise product manager. It's very relevant for a consumer-based company as well, but enterprise is much more relevant because you'll be pulled into a lot of meetings and you'll have to pitch your product to customers directly for them to buy or really answer, you'll be answering questions around the particular product. So it's critically important. Combination of everything will define a price tag. And it'll be a price for the customer to pay for your product, but it'll also be a price for you to put into the number of resources for your product. And that's where you take things to market. I'm done with my slides, but I wanted to highlight one more thing. Based on my experience, and this is one of the things that I will leave you with a thought, there is no secret recipe to becoming an amazing consumer-based product manager or an enterprise product manager. As long as you're passionate enough to learn that particular industry or that particular space or that particular product, you can do in either of these worlds. As I said, ingredients of these things are the similar things. The recipes might be different and flavors might be different. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Product Podcast. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a review on iTunes. For more product insights, head over to productschool.com.